35. Is there anybody that opposes that?
Well, James, I move that we start the meeting.
Okay.
Joe Archer, I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The first item on our...
Take roll.
Do we need to close the public?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like officially close the public hearing where nobody's there. I'd like to state, no public showed up. So we're going to go ahead and close that meeting and move into our Board of Trustees meeting. So let's go ahead and start with introductions. Craig Hidalgo from Clarkston.
Sierra Bradley, admin manager.
Joe?
Joe Hanson, Cornish, on the phone.
Paul James, Hiram.
Dave Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Don Sheffer, Richmond. Joe Archer, North Logan.
Jeff Ricks, unincorporated.
David Wedemauer.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Okay, thank you. So the first item on our agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Dave Gatherum, I move to adopt the agenda.
Jeff Ricks, I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion to adopt the agenda passes. The next item is to review and approve the minutes of October 26th, 2023. Are there any discussions on the minutes? No discussion. Do I have a motion?
David Wedemauer, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I, Jeff Ricks, would second that motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Kermit Price, I abstain. I wasn't here.
Okay. All righty. Manager report.
Nothing new, just still working on getting everything into winterization. I did get the new truck. Bob was said that he thought he'd better get on it sooner than later, and so he was able to get it before it went into summertime, so it's here. The only other thing that I have is I propose that we change, because as we've been looking, and when Sierra was headed to the UASD conference, and you've even brought this up, Craig, yourself, changing the title of administrative manager to clerk, because I'm looking up the definitions of those two. Her role fits more of a clerk than administrative manager. And so, yeah, it's trivial, but I think when working with the public, her role as clerk makes it sound better for what the role that she is part of this. So I would propose that we change, just it's basically a name change, and we start using her role as a clerk.
We probably need to change the bylaws, though, right?
Yeah, we may, so...
So we can't very well do it.
Do it right now, but that's just a proposal, so we can put that...
Would maybe board secretary, or...
I'd propose clerk myself.
Because, yeah, if you look at the state law and what the... Do you have that, Sierra?
What does other districts have?
They have clerk.
That's how municipalities do it as well.
I thought maybe this would have it, but I'm not seeing anything.
Joe and I did discuss this as we were looking for candidates, and we did ask Sierra if she'd have a problem with that. She indicated at that time, no, she would not. So I would recommend that we table this and go ahead and make the changes to the bylaws and then present it in our next meeting to do that name change to match what the rest of the the state is doing as far as her position as a clerk instead of an administrative manager. Is there any further discussion on that?
I'd second that motion. Jeff Ricks.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and table that at this time. And you go ahead and make the adjustment, Sierra, and then bylaws and stuff, and then we'll present it next time for a vote of the board. Any other discussions on that? Okay. So the UMAA conference, you both attended that. You have anything to report on that?
It was a good one. They talked a little bit more about what each individual was doing. They gave a presentation that I enjoyed, but they have now found over 3,700 species of mosquitoes around the world. And most
Can
of
you
them,
repeat that?
They found over 3,700 species of mosquitoes around the world now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And what there is a program down in Florida that they're trying to get as many pictures up close with them, and there's some pretty neat colored mosquitoes. They've got some that have paddles on their feet and things like that. There's even a mosquito out there that's it's a mosquito, but it eats the larvae of the smaller mosquitoes, so it's a predator of other mosquitoes, which I wish all of them would do that, but it's only just this one. But it's found in the tropics. Other than that, there's some cool things that are coming. One thing that one of these days when we find some extra money that we've stashed away for a bit, but there is they're going to an AI program of being able to speciate mosquitoes, and you just put them out there, and they've got a 98% as of right now, a 98% rate of being able to speciate mosquitoes accordingly. So it's on my radar, but it's not something I can get right now, of course, but it was a good meeting.
So you can do it like you do the tree species on your phone with a...
And that's one of the things.
It could be very expensive.
$10,000.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheaper than a real life. Or
so...
You don't have to pay them workman's comp. Yeah. You don't have to pay them taxes.
So yeah, it's $10,000, and then there's a yearly. But they have to lay them down. They right now, and they'll get better.
So you still need a person to.
You still need a person, but you put 12 of them into it, and it'll tell you what species, whether it's a Culex pipien or Culex quinch or anything like that. So
you know that tree thing now is. $3 or $4 and
right.
All done.
And that's one of the things that the iNaturalist is one that, and he even talked about doing that he would like us to start using that even more, because that will help identify the species that are found in certain areas as well. But it's not good enough to the point with mosquitoes where, that's a mosquito, but it's not good enough yet to say that's a Culex tarsalis or something like that. But AI will get better over time, of course. And so those are some things that were kind of cool. I did talk, thanks for reminding me of that, Craig. I did talk with the vendors. They are a little hesitant, not because they don't know if they've got the product right now to be able to for us to buy it, because product starts coming in more in March and April. And product comes more, starts shipping out.
Let's both get it. Both get it.
Product starts getting shipped more from Texas, like our oil and stuff, more in March and April. So they don't know if they're able to get the product to us before that. And, since they don't have a product, they don't want to sell it to us yet. So I'm still looking in it, see what we can get. I wouldn't hold my breath. So I did speak to him about it.
It speciates them? Does it count them?
Well, not necessarily.
Holds 12 in a plate, so.
Only the weight things, but, you know, if we had enough just to weigh them.
And they do that, but weights, we don't have enough yet.
Accurate enough.
When you get down to Salt Lake and you're getting 10,000 or more mosquitoes in it, then the weight, they do weigh them and can do it, but this one.
Is Logan still helping you move your stuff down to Salt Lake?
Salt Lake, they are.
Oh, yeah. Good for that.
Rex and I have a great relationship. He never shows up.
He's a lot nicer than I was.
No, I had a good relationship with the old one too, but he's a cantankerous old fool. But no, Rex and I have a great relationship. They've got him so busy though that this is the least of his worries.
I asked him, why are you putting up with that? And he says, because I'm not you, I guess.
So, Sierra, did you have anything that you got out of that Yuma conference?
Why don't you finish it? She can share her part.
Yeah, I can share it in my report.
I'm done. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, administrative manager.
Give it a second. There we go. Okay, so yeah, I did go to the UMAA conference. While he was in the general session, I did go to the board trustee training section. And I found, we talked about like the open meetings and so I learned a lot of things that I didn't know about, like how you have to have open meetings and how that's run. And if anyone's welcome, it is a good training. You're welcome to come. It's at the UMA conference, but that they also did the exact same training at the Utah Association of Special Districts conference too. But
next year's in St. George.
Yeah. So yeah, that was that. And then I did go to the I didn't go to the full 3-day conference of the special districts. I just went to the 1 day because I had, with having a baby, I didn't want to go another 3-day conference.
And the rest of the stuff as we were looking really didn't pertain to.
It was a lot of like fire and water and that. I was able, while I was there, some of the vendors I was able to talk to. I did talk to the Utah Tax Commission. People that they'd be able to help work with me and us to be able to when it comes time to do tax increases. So that's basically what I have.
That covers number 5. We did want to discuss tax increase. After what I went over last time, she did get some information on where we can go, the steps we need to take. She's going to present that probably here shortly. Probably first of the year, we'll start the process of going after a tax increase so that we can start that next year, because I think after next year, that's where we're going to hit our problem from our last discussion.
And part of that is trying to figure out how much?
Yeah, well, as a board, we're going to have to determine that to help us meet our objectives. No, it won't be too hard, because what we'd look at is we'll look at the state's estimate
of what we're going to get.
Of what we get annually.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll try to say, okay, we need to up that by X amount. To me, that seems the most practical application for us to do. And say, we need X amount to cover this
probably
stuff.
Probably be the best, because if we increase it at that point in time to cover our needs, there's only going to be more building or whatever going, yeah. You know, so that would just increase it.
Well, once we put forth the amount, they will come back and tell us how much that will be per tax
percentage.
Per citizen or household or whatever. They'll come back and say, well, that's going to raise the household tax by X amount. And it will probably be a percentage or dollar amount.
Oh, so we don't have to worry. We just need to figure out how much we need to increase it.
Yeah, and then they'll decide whether or not they like that. And then they'll come back and challenge us, and that's where we present our detail. I have no qualms with the increase in vehicles, the increase in chemicals, the increase in salaries, or, you know, not ours necessarily, but globally, historical increase in salaries across the board for employees, what else? I believe with those, just those alone, I think we're going to stand a pretty good chance, because you can't have a plan for a chemical. I'm just talking one chemical here, being $65,000, and then within 1 year it goes to $180,000, $175,000. So that right there is pretty good justification to say, you know, that's quite a jump. And then we got to determine after this what we're going to do down the road consistently for the next years.
When did we find out how much more the county, or valley and taxes increase every year? Every year they do, because you get more homes, more buildings coming in, more property going in. When did we find that out?
That comes out. You'll see, I get mine around April. They send it out and say, if no tax increase, this is what you'll be paying. So we will be able, I'll be able to see when I go and look at the site what the state, based on what the county provides to them, they anticipate our income's going to be.
More than the previous year.
Yeah, they'll say, and I'm not sure when I get that. I just now, like last month, I dug into all this and found them.
Okay.
So I'll find out when I'm going to get it, and then I can bring that stuff next year and say, this is what the state's telling us we're going to get. But from historically, I don't have that file up. Historically, what I showed last month is substantially less than what we actually get. But it's something we have to look at and say.
Even with all the new buildings going on?
Even the new buildings. That is all, according to them, that's what we're going to get. Now, yeah, here it is. Joe, we're looking at what we talked about last month. This right here, that's the certified tax rate. That's what the county issues to the state, and that's what they say they think we're going to get. 2024 is an estimate by me, but I figure it's going to be around $404,000. But that's an estimate. That doesn't mean that's what we're going to get. It could be less than that. It could be a little bit more than that. You know, I just haven't seen what the state's got going on yet. So that's what we will go by to find out if our budget, well, we're already going to propose our budget. And the only reason we're being able to do the budget we're doing, and I'll tell you that right now, is because of I anticipate there's going to be an underrun. Not an overrun, an underrun. But after next year, because of the price of chemicals, we're going to chew that up. So I don't project seeing us having an underrun after next year. So, hi, Kim.
Hello.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, right.
And if you see his graph there, our trend is that they're estimating that will be by the end of 2023 up to almost 49,000, but we're actually only getting around 430,000 or something like that. Is that reading right?
That's what I'm projecting. So what we actually get could be a little bit higher than that. But like I said, and I haven't seen the bills, I don't know what our actuals would look like this month. As long as we're staying within budget, we'll be okay. But if we're overrunning something, that 133,000 favorable position, which actually started clear back in 21, will help cover us for next year to cover that 504. The meeting with Matt on this, he concurs that we've got to seriously look at a tax increase. Quite frankly, Cash Mosquito Abatement District has done quite well. Yeah. For no tax increase, covering everything we've had to do with salary, a new building, chemical prices, fuel prices, equipment prices. I don't think anybody can argue that we haven't done well managing what we have, the tax that we get.
Can you just raise your taxes and just bank that profit? You know, just...
You can only carry over.
That's what it looks like.
You can't make money.
We can't make money, but we can put it in PTIF.
Oh, so, yeah.
To cover...
Doesn't matter how much you have in there, then.
No, it doesn't matter, but what we will do, and that's something we'll have to discuss, we've got to start looking at paying down the building. We're covering the building payments right now, but we all want to somehow pay it off earlier. We'd like to pay it off earlier.
Would that tax increase help pay the bill?
If we end up with a positive position, yes.
Yeah.
If. But if we don't, just... And that's something we can look at down the road. We probably waited too long to do a tax increase. On my municipality I'm mayor over right now, we did that. We waited too long, and now we're in a catch-up mode.
And then you get, say, somebody saying, oh, they're doing a 50% tax increase, which really isn't that large, but it's 50%.
When people think of a tax increase, they think of their bottom line taxes. They don't realize, now for me, I'm going to use my example in Clarkston. They don't realize that Clarkston's only getting that one light item right there, which is 50% of that is not that much.
Yeah.
So they're looking at the bottom line thinking we're increasing that whole bottom. It's not that. We got people confuse that, and you need to explain it.
So, for instance, my taxes came this last week, and we're paying just under $10. If we raised it 50%, it'd go up to $15 is all for the taxes for mine. But because if somebody said that, oh, we're raising it 50%, all of a sudden they're looking at their taxes that are, say, $1,000 is going up. $500, and really, in reality, it's only going $5.
You're just raising it on just the mosquito.
Just the mosquito.
Not the whole thing.
Just the mosquito abatement district. And that's what we need to clearly publicize on our website and everywhere else. We can say the average household pays this much for mosquito abatement. This tax increase will raise it to this, and it will help people understand what the impact of it is. That's what I had.
As long as you explain it to everybody, because the tax increase is going to raise everything, you know. But
just put it in the Herald Journal; everybody will read it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's not what I wanted to close.
Put it on Facebook.
Any other questions on that? Joe, we have somebody else showed up. If you need to drop off, go ahead.
Okay. You're about done, aren't you?
Yeah, we just got budget review bills. Hey,
just drop off the phone. Just don't drop off.
I'm going to head out.
Okay.
Head out.
Thanks, you guys.
Yep.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
You better.
Yeah, I did. While I was at the UASD conference, they did send me they gave me phone numbers, names, and said they can reach out to. I can reach out to them at any time that they can help me step by step, and they gave me this website on what the requirements are for tax increases. So it should be very helpful when we start doing that process here in the early next year.
And we're a calendar year entity, so mm-hmm. we'll do that first one.
Yep. So.
Okay. Anything else on tax increase? No more on budget. We discussed budget. Is that what you had intentions? Any more?
Yep. I just wanted to be on, because they're like, you can't, in my board trustees, like, if it's not on the agenda, you can't talk about it.
Right.
I put it on there.
So as far as the budget, for those who weren't here, we are... there was a change that we need to make on the budget. On the pickup trucks, it's going to go from $26,000 to $30,000, which will change our total to $508,464. The reason for that is the cost of the equipment. Richard has just found out the new price of the outfits is increasing by $4,000, so we need to add that in. So that will be to the budget.
Need to move to approve that?
Yep, I do need a motion to approve the budget.
I move that we approve the budget and the adjustment.
Second.
Joe Archer, I'll second it.
Okay, I have motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Where is the fogger in there? Is that the number 46? The equipment? I thought it was going to be a lot more.
Where did it go?
Oh, we put... Me... Go here. There we go.
As long as there's enough to get what you need.
See, I think you talked about it, but I don't think, did we put it in there? Because you're like, I'll hold off one more year. Oh. I think is what.
That for fire. Yeah.
There's a lot more than they used to be.
The first one I bought was 99.
Okay, keep in mind that we have that off to help us plan, but if you go down. You've got your capital projects, 10,000 there. There's 10,000 of that right there. And if we don't have a 5,000 underrun someplace, we'll go down a little bit further. We have equipment, 10,000 on equipment.
I think we did right. We raised it to 15 to compensate.
There's your to compensate one fogger. Okay. But if something happens, we need to do more. have it there. That's the purpose of our capital projects funds. They're kind of our piggy bank for issues. Now, what we will do this next year, when finalizing the budget, the holdover, if we underrun like we think we're going to, it'll be split among these three capital projects, and that's where we'll put it. Or, as a board, we might decide to put it all in equipment. It's going to be up to us. But it will be put in those areas so we clearly understand where it's at.
This one had all your notes, so I made a new sheet with Kim, just the numbers.
We started early because I explained to the group that for the tax hearing, we don't get to set the time.
You mean budget hearing?
We can request, but the county actually says this is when you're going to do it. So we had to go at 6:00. We failed to put out in our email that we would start right after that. So I apologize for not getting that information out to you.
And it's next year, next month, the same way.
For early? I know it's the...
We won't have to have a public hearing.
That's true.
We won't have a public hearing next month. Yeah,
but it is the second week of December that we are meeting.
Yeah. So it used to be you could select yourself and say, this is where we're going to do it. But now they're saying...
You can suggest two dates, and then they come back and go, nope, you can't do those dates. Here's what you get.
And time.
And times.
We used to do them all at 7:00, 5 minutes, and then we'd start our board meeting right after.
Yeah.
But they told these guys, no, you can't have this public meeting at 7:00. You have to do it at 6:00. And so nobody came, so instead of sitting here for an hour, they started.
Next year, we'll make sure we get it on the minute. We'll get it that it starts within, because we never have anybody show up. Nobody showed up tonight. So.
Yep.
Okay. Is that it on budgets? Any other questions? Okay, moving on. We got review and approve bills.
All right. So, I forgot. We were going to talk about, I'll throw this in, because Dave was able to get me access to Zions Bank so I can see the up-to-date number. I can't think of the...
The money that's
balance, thank you. we were going to talk about if there's anything, because
right,
we just did the bare minimum.
Yeah, we just did the bare minimum that she can just view things, but there, other than like order checks, we can actually go on there and create what we want to have access, and then I don't know if, you know, Kermit, or you wanted to have access to, we can add you to it, and we can create a, you know, we just can sit down maybe even at the next meeting and go through it off the computer and set up how we want it.
I think we need to do that. So like Kermit, when he called me this other thing, I had no visibility of anything.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't either.
Dave didn't either.
In fact, well, everything.
I was the only one on there that had it.
So
So, well, honestly, the whole thing's been running, in my opinion, quite well, because this is the only problem that ever came up.
But
with that being said, we talked about it. I think Sierra needs to be able to see a current balance so that problem doesn't happen again, which I don't think it will anymore. Everybody involved will keep a sharp eye on this.
Yeah.
Well, I think that like some of the things we looked at, as you know, for Sierra, it protects her too. If we give her too much access, then she becomes liable to things. If we just very basic, and we're all on that we can open up, and giving somebody free rein is, you know, it just leaves her unprotected.
No, I agree with Kermit. It's been working. I just think we need to get her right.
I just think it needs to be added. She can see what the current balance is.
She needs to know what's in our checking.
Which wouldn't have happened anyway, but it was just that one, accident that happened.
Yeah.
So that's what this whole process is. We're learning as we go, and you know, I learned about it, and so we can get, if we want to, we can get everybody, because it might be easier just to open up the laptop while we're all sitting here and go through it and get everybody in with their information.
Okay, should we do that next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is our current balance as of yesterday. It was $62,590.06. And then this is where our PTIF is standing, because I don't want to transfer back that 65 because we're only at 62. So as right now, I'm keeping it where we're at. Does that make sense? Because I did transfer 65 to checking.
You should be receiving. We in Clarkston, we got our check. You should be receiving our check now from the county.
We did, and it was.
And that didn't help us.
It was only like 3,000. What were the last two checks?
You haven't got You haven't got the other check yet.
No, it was just a small amount.
They were just small amounts.
This other check should be quite large.
And it was probably 2.5 weeks ago since I've made it. So it's probably coming.
Yeah.
It should be coming.
The municipality's just got it.
Okay.
And I mean,
and it was, I checked mail Tuesday.
What did we get last quarter?
I took pictures.
It should be, it was around 60,000, wasn't it? If you take our total, what they had, no, it should be higher than that.
So yeah, we got this last check was $3,530 for property taxes and $509 for redemption of taxes, which would have been our quarter from July to September.
That doesn't seem like much with a $300,000.
And then August was $3,000.
Well, if you go back to my sheet, and if they're anticipating $300,000, you divide that by, that's divided by 12. That's still more than $3,000 a month.
Do they have that direct deposit in your account, or they give you a
for property taxes? It comes in a check, and then Dave deposits it.
Could that be a direct deposit in your account?
That doesn't seem right. It's only $36,000 a year.
Somebody's taking a hold of it.
Yeah, I suspect we're going to get a larger. You'll get a larger one, but then that's what we'll
do. Sales tax portion. I see one up there. Lowry.
Yeah. I don't know if we get a sales tax
special
or
name.
There's other fees that come in. We haven't seen any sales of equipment will come at the end of the year.
But the property tax is a one check, right?
They don't pay that all out in one lump sum. They pay it out quarterly. That's what I'm saying. I just don't believe that $3,000 is it.
No.
So I would, let's wait and see.
We'll wait and
that's
see.
Fine. No problem.
Okay. And then there's just a snapshot of what we are in each category.
So the benefit to that, Craig, would be also that we could get in there and you could see all the deposits and see.
Yeah, if you look down.
You'd be able to, you know, if you have that question, rather than you could just get on there and see what our.
That's what I would like that personally, so I could understand where we're at. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so bills, I will actually go to this.
So is there outstanding checks right now with that $62,000 balance?
I think we've deposited everything.
I mean, as far as checks you've written.
For checks, for the most part, everything has
gone through.
Yeah.
Except for the few trustees, there's a few of those.
Them hasn't gone through, I know. Probably $20.
Just so you know, Sierra said the other day, Debbie used to take like Kevin Tingey's in and deposit for him.
Both Sierra, Jessica and I were like, no, like, nope. So. You can do it yourself. So here's our personnel. We just paid the 1 month. Miles, Comcast and QuickBooks. We got our phones, the cloud, Verizon, Connect. This travel and training was the 2 nights of Snowbird that we stayed for the UMAA conference. We have maintenance, this is the last check for the speciation for the vials we sent down to Salt Lake.
For not speciation, but testing?
Testing, yeah. Fuel, operation site. I can't remember if it was last month or the month before you told me to look into Hyde Park and make sure we weren't. So it has, Hyde Park's price has gone down with the inclusion of waste management. So we're now just paying for water and that instead of double garbage. And then I did call Rocky Mountain Power about our contract, because last month we talked about it. Richards brought up that he's thinking it was a 2 or 4 year contract. No, it ends in 2031. So we'll be paying for a while.
Gee, we signed up for a bad one, didn't we?
Well, they couldn't have you.
Yep. So that was what I found out on that. And then there's nothing in vehicles. So that is what I have for bills.
Paul James, I move we pay the bills.
Joe Archer, I second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Unanimously approved to pay the bills. Motion to adjourn.
David Gather, motion to adjourn.
Dave Wood, second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
So Paul, before you got here, I was talking about you get truck lease.
Yeah.
For a Super Duty 2024 Super Duty.
Okay.
$112,000 next year.
Oh. Those who have not, we got a card for Alan Lauer, who helped submit, give us the meat for the barbecue. So if you wouldn't come sign this.
How much is it worth?
That's crazy.
Well, you want me to do it
this
month? Take it next month.
No, let's go ahead. Anybody else want to sign this card? Ken, do you want to sign this card to Lowers?
I'll sign it. Was it a wedding?
I'll tell you, it was a very good steak.
Oh, I remembered it. I thought I'd be done. But
you ready?
Yeah. You kind of got to do what you got to do, your daughter.
Yes.
So where did you get this? You're really talking tonight.
Yeah. I was going to stay here,
but and I did send it down to email just to everyone, even if we did hear from them. So
let's remember this next year.
For sure.
No matter what time you give us, we'll see you later.